to be your champion. I am possessing of a very righteous style. I understand what's happening. I have charisma and of course a winning smile. I stand accused of being an audacious redeemer. Not a charge I can deny. I have refused the way of the liar and the schemer. And I'm not afraid to die. Hark back to the mighty shipwreck. How ancestors of islanders are we. How the ship sank like a sinking think tank. Our memories are gone and sunk at sea. We have allowed ourselves to be insulted by invaders. For the longest of years I will employ all of my cunning and my patience. Then we will persevere. I find I can get behind heretical ideas and make them real. You do what you want to do. I cannot tell you how to feel, but if the grievous deeds of the foreign forces haven't opened up your eyes, I will get down my knees, the Picanian women's chorus will shout up to the skies.
There's only 24 of us here on this island. And we know Queen Mary Todd has sent her army, and I can be the hero that you need me to be. Oh, my visionary people, you don't need powerful binoculars to see that we're descendants of the bounty mutineers, and I can liquidate your fears, and Pitcairn Island will be free. You don't want those blimps coming here. A colonial offshoot? Is that what you want us to be? Responsibility of saving all the lives on Pitcairn Island should be mine. Consider Thursday October Christian. He's a great rebel, and I'm exaggerating only very slightly. He wore no clothes but a piece of cloth about his loins. Heroism is no more than a chapter in a tale of submission. The walls of oppression and humiliation cannot be demolished except in a rain of boomerangs, Christian said Monday in response to Tuesday's balloon massacres.